My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and 'twas always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he had spent as a boy. In childhood and manhood, the clock seemed to know and to share in his grief and his joy. It struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds number. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he'd find. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was blooming for flight, that his hour of departure had come. So the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, while we silently stood by his side. And it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.